just shows you how things can change dramatically inside a few hours. This is what happened. We had been looking forward to and did have a very enjoyable day in the show. The stage in Buncrana, there was lots of people out there enjoying themselves, and that's the way we want to see the rallies happen, and that's the way we want to see them ending. But unfortunately, on stage 11, Knockalla, a very serious incident occurred, resulting in the loss of the co-driver, Thomas Maguire. The driver is still seriously ill in Letterkenny Hospital here. What at this particular point in time, our thoughts and prayers are with the injured Shane, and please God he'll make a full recovery. Also, we extend sincere sympathy to the family of Thomas Maguire. We know where Thomas is today. I'm sure Thomas is really the driver, making sure that Shane makes a full recovery.
Just in relation to the incident itself, obviously there's an inherent danger in rallying, and anyone taking part knows that. But do we know if there are any particular circumstances that led to this crash?
This, at the minute, would seem to be a very simple racing rally accident that happened. Certainly motorsport is dangerous. The competitors know that when they partake in the event, and that's exactly what happened. Rally racing accident, and unfortunately most times it results in just maybe car damage or minor injuries to the competitors. In this particular instance, unfortunately the co-driver lost his life.
Thomas was a rally man through and through. He passed doing very much what he loved and what his passion was.
He certainly did, and it's only by talking to his friends and relatives that I found that out. I would be familiar with his name, but mainly what I'm involved in running rallies is organising or out there sometimes timekeeping. So we come across these names, and unfortunately he won't be there with us anymore.
There has been tragedy before, but given the lifespan of this event, it's you know, the incidence of death and serious injury have been quite low.
This rally has been running for 39 years, Greg, and safety features that goes into it. I know you maybe haven't been down to see what happens, but the safety that's involved in preparing the car, the rally drivers have to be kitted out in the best safety gear available. Unfortunately, accidents do happen. The competitors know the risk they put their lives under when they take part. I don't see any reason why rallying should be banned. It's a great sport. I've been involved in it most of my adult life, and I would like this to continue.
You almost get the feeling that maybe the family have preempted people's comments to some extent, because even in their grief, Thomas's father has come out and said that, you know, he died doing what he loved, and that this shouldn't see the end of the Donegal International Rally. As I say, we can reflect on that more in the future once we get over the immediate tragedy, but it's encouraging from your perspective, I'm sure, and the organisers' perspective, to have that, I suppose, vote of confidence, you can almost say, from
it certainly is. It's nice to know, having spoken to his father and mother up at the hospital, it's nice to know that they are there to support us as we are to support them. The Donegal Rally has been around for a long time, and please God, when I'm long gone, the Donegal Rally will still be there. It's a great sport. It's a dangerous sport. The people know the risks. It's a controlled sport, and there's lots of people involved in this as well, not just the competitors. And I would like to see the Donegal International Rally be there for another 39 years.